So, a very rare thing occurred for me this past weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, I had sexual relations with my wife this weekend.
Good job.
Very nice.
It's almost like...
Believe it or not.
It's almost like too much work even. So much goes into it. And
you got to be nice the whole night.
Yeah.
You have to hug and talk afterwards.
Well, yeah. She knows my routine. Doesn't go into... We can't go to sleep at the same time.
Can't do the yawn trick without being suspicious.
But... Yeah, you do have to be extra nice leading up to it, and then there's all this work that goes into it.
The bouquet of flowers always gives you away.
And the thing is...
With the bow tie.
Just a bow tie.
Well, I also have my second daughter, Eden. The first one is like the perfect kid that will fall asleep instantly. She goes to bed at 8:15. She's asleep at 8:16. The other one is walking downstairs every night at about 10, saying, all right, let's mess around here. I mean, she's up till 11 every night just because she can't sleep. I guess people are wired different ways, you know? So she's the one that doesn't sleep.
Huh.
The other one sleeps 12 hours a night. Maybe the immense amount of exercise. Ava's in basketball and karate and all this stuff. Maybe that helps it. But or the other one just sits there reading. Like, her favorite thing is to get home from school, go to the bathroom, and then she's in there for an hour and a half because she just reads, like me. Okay, so...
Apple tree.
So now...
They're really close together.
One of the things about relations when you have two kids is, especially if you're all on the same floor, bedroom-wise, is, well, now we are breaking routine. So the kid that's awake is going to realize something weird's going on. Because, well, we can't just break it out on the couch downstairs because the kid always walks downstairs, right?
Right.
We don't need to scar her like that, do we? So we go, all right, well, let's lock the door here.
There you go.
So now you have to take we have one of those things that cover the door so you can't slam it like a, I don't know if you know what it is, like a baby. Like you put them on your kids' doors so they can't close their door at all. Anyway, so you got to take that off and then actually close. Our door is never closed. We have an open door policy at our house.
Sweet. So it doesn't sound like the relations are ever like a fatal attraction where it just happens. And
right up on the sink.
Yeah, you can't keep your hands off each other. And
that time was so far in the rearview mirror. It may be there again someday.
Once you have to disassemble the door, it kind of takes the passion out of the moment, doesn't it?
Right, and hold on, let me turn on the appropriate amount of lights, because as she gets older...
You have to turn the stereo up really high, too.
As she gets older, the amount of light is less and less allowed in the room. And I don't care. I'm just into it for, you know, I'm into it for my own goals.
Right.
But yeah, like you said,
I celebrate
the passion is taken out of it a bit when you have to disassemble the door.
Right.
When you've got to, let's lay a towel out. I don't know. Let's.
I don't understand.
I mean, we just you want to take care of all your bases.
I'm with
you,
man.
By this time,
a
you know,
paint tarp.
Right. By this time, you're like, do you really want to do this? Or, gosh, there's a good show starting soon. And
do you want some of this?
Just hand it over.
All right, so now we're into it, right? We get
sure.
It going. It's everything's going cool. Everything's great. I'm awesome. Unbelievable. Even though it's like riding a bike. I know it's been a while, but wow. Look at me go. Right? Going this position, that position. I mean, just stuff I haven't even thought of before. Right?
Sure.
It's a bluff.
You're checking it out in the mirror.
Well, hey. What you do is research it a lot. You research different things you can do online. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing, honey. This isn't
right.
Porn. This is research. It's only to
it's
make...
It's only for you.
It's for you in the long run.
Looks like those long sleeve tees are paying off for you, Dad.
Right. Wow, it's right after I bought a sweater. I have sex.
Already yep. Paid off.
It's amazing. She likes the man in the sweater. Okay, so, so we're doing it, and, I'm trying a, you know, there's starting to be these natural noises that occur, just, and what well, I'm, all I, no, all I'm thinking of, I'm going to show you what got in my head. It's Bob Costas. Let me. Sweet. I hope I queued up to the right part here.
Bob's face.
Listen here.
You'd have to ask him that.
What did happen in the shower the night that Mike McQuarrie happened upon you?
All right, so now I've got the Bob Costas because he said something in this interview that...
The Jerry Sandusky interview?
Yeah, so this sound occurred, and after it occurred, I'm trying not to make the sound because my kid is next door, and then now I'm conscious of the sound, but now all I hear, I want to show you what I heard. Hold on.
And hold on. Horsing around. And he actually turned all the showers on and was actually sliding across the...
I love this guy, too. We're just horsing. Just me and a 10-year-old boy horsing around in the shower.
Happens all the time.
I do not understand why you people
the
are...
the floor, and we were, as I recall, possibly like snapping a towel, a horseplay.
In 1998, a mother confronts you about taking a shower with her son and inappropriately touching him. Two detectives eavesdrop on her...
Where's the part where he says it?
And he described that as a rape.
I would say that that's false.
What would be his motive to lie?
Jeez.
That his hands were up against the shower wall and he heard rhythmic slap, slap, slapping sounds. And he described that.
That is all I... Okay, so now the other night.
Gosh.
In my head, I am hearing this.
Slap, slap, slapping sounds.
And it's Bob Costas' smarmy voice, you know?
Slap, slap, slapping sounds.
So now here I am. I'm in the position. We're in the middle. It's the middle. There's not, and we're not close to the end, and we're not real close to just starting. So it's all, everything's going with a nice flow. I'm working my scene. It's great, you know?
Slap, slap, slapping sounds.
And it's all that's in my head is this. Then I'm thinking about, you know what? I'm going to have to tell the guys about this. This is great. I'm thinking this.
Got a bit.
Slap, slap, now, slapping sounds.
Now I'm there, and she's not really looking at me, right?
Oh, dear.
We're kind of facing the same direction.
Slap, slap, slapping sounds.
And now I'm thinking of Bob. And I'm thinking of Donovan, and I'm thinking of...
Slap, slapping sounds.
And you might as well think of, remember college when you're trying to extend this thing past, like, the three-minute barrier? You start thinking of your grandma.
Baseball.
And your dead cat.
Yeah. Grandma.
Yeah. Yeah,
bullpen.
Whatever it is you can think of to make it last longer. Well, not these days. That's not what the game is. You're not just trying to make it last longer. And now this can...
Slap, slapping sounds.
If we were in the middle, the second half was very poor. Very bad. It was very Aggie-like. I had an Aggie-like fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure. I might have faked it. Yeah. I'm not sure I finished.
Oh, really?
I
called Mike Sherman
like,
in the Kama
Sutra. I'm done,
it.
Honey.
Well, I just love your explanation.
Because all I could hear was...
Underage, Sean.
Was...
slap, slap, slapping sounds.
You both were looking in the same direction.
Slap, slap, slapping sounds.
And then I'm thinking of Jerry Sandusky and the you know what I mean? So many things went through my mind.
Well, you should have been a king then.
You shouldn't be thinking of these things while you're...
You don't have very good focus.
Sounds like make another baby?
SpongeBob and Patrick are running around in your head.
Yeah, you talk about a butterfly going by.
Slap, slap,
slapping
sounds.
Okay.
All right, and that's sports talk. It's 2:11 on the ticket.